Two Florida citizens represented by the ACLU have filed a lawsuit challenging Sarasota's noise ordinance, which allows for police to seize and impound vehicles when drivers are charged with playing their music too loud. The lawsuit was filed in state court against the city of Sarasota and Police Chief Peter Abbott today. Becky Steele is an attorney with the ACLU's Florida West Central Florida Regional Office.
There are two problems here. One is that the ordinance is overbroad. It's unconstitutionally vague. And as you say, of course, there you can have reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions on music. You know, it's not okay, for example, to be driving along a hospital at 2 in the morning playing music or projecting sound so loudly that it disturbs people. But the way to address that is with a specific ordinance that has some kind of objective criteria. This is just refers to whether something is audible at a certain distance. Well, in light of what? Who gets to decide what's audible? What happens if there's other music? What if, and, you know, there are just so many factors, and that's why some of these similar ordinances have been struck down.
The lawsuit was brought on behalf of Mark Cannon, a resident of Sarasota, and Latrice Allen, a resident of Bradenton. Cannon was stopped for loud music, and his vehicle was seized and impounded. Again, Becky Steele of the ACLU.
That's one of the real reasons that we brought this challenge, because the city has gone beyond just saying we're going to fine you if you play your music too loud in your car, but they've gone further than that, and they actually impound the vehicles. And then you have to pay not just the ticket, but you also have to pay to get your car out of hock, and if you can't afford to get it out right away, then the charges really start racking up.
Latrice Allen was stopped while traveling on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Sarasota. The ACLU says she was busted while singing along with a song written in memory of a deceased friend. The city later dropped the charges. Whitney Coyne is an assistant city attorney with Sarasota.
Well, we have just received the complaint today, and right now we are in the process of evaluating all of the arguments made in that complaint. Once we have completed our evaluation, we will file an appropriate response.